Exit versus Unlock versus Deckscape, which escape game series should you buy? 2026. Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Buy Unlock. Beginners and no-phone purists start at Deckscape. Test time. Families who want a co-pilot start at Unlock. Timeless adventures. Hardcore puzzlers who want the aha avalanche start at Exit, the abandoned cabin. Here's what nobody tells you when you stand in that toy aisle and stare at three little boxes that all promise to lock you in a room. They are not the same game wearing three coats. There are three different beliefs about what an escape room is. And friends, the comment sections know it, the forums know it. The one cousin who doesn't really do board games knows it after exactly one round. Exit believes a great puzzle is worth a sacrifice. You will write on the cards, you will fold them. You will, with a slightly horrified giggle, tear asterisk 1.5 because the back of it was the answer all along. It is a beautiful, brutal one-time ritual, and it won the genre's most serious award for being exactly that. Okay, so the room has been asterisk saying asterisk something about this for years. Unlock believes the room should breathe with you. There's an app in your hand running a real countdown clock, whispering audio, taking your codes, doling out hints when the table goes quiet, and when it's over, every card is pristine. You slide it back in the box and hand it to a friend like a baton. The community won't shut up about the reusability. Deckscape believes the door should be open to everyone. No app, no phone, no destruction, no setup, just a fat little deck you flip through together, gentle enough for a nervous first-timer and small enough to live in your coat pocket. So pull up a chair with all three tables. I'll translate what the room is actually saying asterisk, not the marketing. I've watched people lean in around every single one of these and the consensus is cleaner than you'd think. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What's the actual difference between Exit, Unlock, and Deckscape? Strip away the cover art and you're looking at three answers to one question: how should an escape room in a box behave? Exit, Cosmos/Thames, and Cosmos is the destroyer. You get a booklet, decks of answer item hint cards, a cardboard decoder disc, and strange items. You solve a puzzle, you spin the wheel to a code, the wheel sends you to the answer card. Crucially, you mark up fold. And tier components as part of solving. No app, one run, then it's spent. The series so thoroughly nailed this that Exit won the 2017 Kennerspiel Des Jahres. The first time a asterisk series asterisk was ever honored, Unlock, Space Cowboys is the conductor. It's a deck of numbered cards plus a mandatory free app that runs a 60-minute timer, accepts codes, plays audio clues, and hands out penalized hints, then scores you at the end. Designer Cyril Demigue built it after sweating through a real Paris escape room, and it shows. Nothing gets destroyed, every scenario is fully reusable by the next group. It took the 2017 as door in can. Deckscape, DV Giachi is the open door. There is no rulebook and no app, everything is on the cards, even the hints. You flip through the deck as a group, solving as you go. Nothing is destroyed with care, reviewers say a box can see dozens if not hundreds of plays, and the whole thing is nearly pocket-sized. One sentence each, Exit trades the cards for the best aha. Unlock trades a phone for a guided, repeatable ride. Deckscape trades nothing, it just lowers the doorframe so everyone fits. Bring a clear head and a guess about whether your table would rather destroy a puzzle, be timed by asterisk one, or just asterisk flip through one. The fold-in tier is the whole point, newcomers recoil at destroying Exit cards, and that recoil is the design. As one reviewer put it, you'll inevitably end up destroying some cards and components, which I think is just fine. If the idea of tearing a card makes your stomach drop, that's your honest signal to buy Unlock. Or Deckscape instead, no shame, different table, different ritual. Match the box to your room before the theme pick by behavior first, cover art second. Decide app, no app, destroy keep and difficulty appetite, then choose between a tomb, a cabin, or a galaxy far, far away. The theme is the fun part, the format is the part that decides whether everyone has fun. Do you really need a phone or an app to play? Only for one of the three, and this is the single biggest fork in the road, so let me be loud about it. Unlock requires the app, full stop, it's not a bonus, it's the engine. The app is your timer, your code checker, your audio narrator, and your hint button, and it calculates your final score from your time and hints used. Plug in, charge up. If your table dies a little when a phone comes out on game night, this is a real consideration, though many people find the live countdown is exactly what makes Unlock feel like a asterisk real asterisk escape room. Exit and Deckscape are gloriously phone-free. Exit runs entirely on its booklet cards and that satisfying cardboard decoder disc. Deckscape runs entirely on the deck, hints, and all are printed right on the cards. No batteries, no downloads, no the app updated and now it's weird, no dead phone at minute 38. The community is split into two religions here and both are right. The app lovers swear the timer and audio dissolve the wall between card game and escape room. The no phone purists swear that the second a screen lights up, the magic of asterisk only the table evaporates. You know which pew you sit in, bring a charged phone if it's Unlock. And a side conversation with your group about whether screens are welcome at all. Build a no-phone night shelf if your household has a rule or a teenager about screens at the table. Just quietly make exit and Deckscape your escape game shelf. You'll never fumble an app store, never lose a save to a notification, and you'll never have the night derailed by a 2% battery. Keep Unlock for nights you want the cinematic timer. The app is free, but it's mandatory Unlock. Companion app is a free download, so there's no hidden cost. But free isn't optional. You genuinely cannot play an Unlock scenario without it. Worth knowing before you wrap one for the relative who proudly does not own a smartphone. Which one can you keep, lend, or give away after you play? Oh, the gifters are leaning in now. This is your section, and the answer is delightfully clean. Unlock. And Deckscape survived the night intact. Unlock S components are not destroyed or altered during play, which means, and the fans love this, being able to share the game after completion is certainly appealing. You finish, you box it, you pass it to the next group like a paperback you adored. Deckscape is the same story. A careful box can run dozens to hundreds of plays, which is exactly why it's beloved by libraries, classrooms, and game cafes. Buy one, then watch it to your whole friend group. Exit does not come back. You wrote on it, you folded it, you tore it. It is a one and done by design, and that's the trade you signed up for when you reached for the sharpest puzzles in the genre. Cosmos heard the heartbreak. By the way, there's a return to the abandoned cabin that lets you replay the asterisk story without the original carnage. So if your love language is handing a friend the same magical evening you just had, lead with Unlock. Giftable and impressive box presents, Star Wars under a tree is an asterisk moment, or Deckscape, cheap enough to gift in a stack of three. If you're gifting a single, savage, never again challenge to someone who loves puzzles more than they love keeping things tidy, exit all day. Bring wrapping paper for Unlock and Deckscape, and zero guilt about exit, because a one-time masterpiece is still a masterpiece. Inside an exit box, riddle cards, code pieces, the works the lending library play want maximum value per dollar across a friend group. Buy one Deckscape or Unlock. Box and start a rotation, each household plays it once, then passes it on. Exit can't do this, it's gloriously, permanently yours and only once. Gifters keep reaching for the licensed Unlock, boxes across retailer reviews and gift guides, the Star Wars Unlock set keeps surfacing as the wrap-it-up favorite, strong shelf presence, a recognizable theme, and the fact that it survives play so the recipient can pass it on. Theme sells the gift, reusability seals it. Which series is hardest and which is kindest to beginners? Let's rank the climb, because the wrong first box is how you accidentally convince someone they hate escape games. Deckscape is the gentlest, most forgiving on-ramp. Smooth, accessible, and structured so a total first-timer never hits a wall they can't climb. Reviewers flatly call Deckscape, Test Time, the ideal entry-level game for anyone who has never played an escape game before, a clean mix of easy, medium, medium, hard with a good challenge without being frustrating. This is the one you hand the nervous, the young, and the I'm bad at puzzles crowd. They're not, they just need a kind door. Unlock sits in the middle with training wheels you can keep on. Every modern box includes a tutorial deck, and the app's hint system means the table is never truly stuck. You'll get nudged before you spiral. The catch, a few Unlock puzzles tip into almost unfun territory, and the hint penalties can sting when they tell you something you already knew. Unlock Timeless Adventures is the sweet spot starter. It bundles one beginner, one medium, and one hard scenario, so a group can level up inside a single box. Exit is on balance the toughest of the three. It's the asterisk Kennerspiel, expert game winner for a reason, and its hardest boxes run asterisk parallel asterisk puzzles to genuinely overload you. But it's a spectrum. Exit, the abandoned cabin, sits around a 2.55, which makes it the same place for a confident group to begin. Reach for the catacombs of horror only once you've earned it. Quick ladder, Deckscape, Test Time, then Unlock. Timeless Adventures, then Exit, the abandoned cabin, then Exit's brutal upper shelf. Bring an honest read on your table's frustration tolerance and the humility to start one rung lower than your ego wants. Escape from Hoth scenario cards in full Star Wars art. Exit is the expert winner. Don't hand it to a nervous first-timer. Exit took the Kennerspiel Des Jahres, literally the connoisseur expert game of the year. That prestige is a warning label as much as a badge. Gorgeous for puzzle-hungry groups, a confidence killer for someone who's never escaped a room. For that person, Deckscape, Test Time first every single time. Earn your way up to the cabin. Use Unlock S tutorial deck, actually use it every modern Unlock. Box ships a short tutorial deck that teaches the icon language. Combine these two cards, enter that code, ask the app. Skipping it is the one reason new groups stumble in the first 10 minutes. Run the tutorial cold, then start the real scenario. 5 minutes spent here saves 20 of confusion. What's the best first box to buy in each series? You came for a shopping list. Here it is with the reasoning baked in so you can swap confidently. Exit, start with the abandoned cabin. It's the original, it's the Kennerspiel asterisk winning trio, and at tilde 2.55 difficulty, it's the most welcoming entry to the series without being soft. Reviewers single out its storyline as one of the cleanest in the whole line. If you want the OG sampler, the Season 1 3-pack Cabin/Pharaoh's Tomb/Secret Lab is the canonical starting trilogy. Unlock, start with timeless adventures. One box, three scenarios, one per difficulty, gentle then tough, so a single purchase grows with your group. Want theme over training wheels? Unlock, grab a single short adventure deck. Deckscape, start with test time. Explicitly the easiest in the line and the agreed-upon best place for first-timers. Then graduate to Heist in Venice or The Mystery of El Dorado as your group gets bolder. The whole series is pocketable and cheap enough to buy two at once. If I'm handing one box to a brand new household tonight, Deckscape, test time to remove every barrier. If I'm handing one to a group that already loves puzzles, exit the abandoned cabin and I'll bring tape for the foldouts. If I'm gifting, unlock Star Wars wrapped with a charged phone tucked in the bow. Bring this paragraph to the store, it's a three-line shopping list in disguise. By the on-ramp, not the boss fight, every series has a brutal flagship exit, the catacombs of horror, the harder unlock. Scenarios, those are rewards, not introductions. Buy the entry box first, test time, timeless adventures, the abandoned cabin, confirm your table loves the format, then spend on the punishing stuff. You'll save a sour first night in a returned box. One purchase, three difficulties unlock, S quiet superpower, most modern multi-scenario unlock. Boxes pack one easy, one medium, one hard adventure. Best value per dollar if your group's skill is all over the map. Which should you buy? Beginners, families, hardcore puzzlers, gifters, no phone purists. This is the table the whole guide has been walking toward. Find your row, I'll point. Beginners, I'm bad at puzzles, you're not. Deckscape, test time. No app, no destruction, no setup. The kindest difficulty curve in the genre. The lowest doorframe there is. Walk in, win, fall in love. Families with mixed ages, unlock, leaning on the Professor Nosside scenarios and timeless adventures. The app's hints keep a 9-year-old and a 39-year-old at the asterisk same asterisk table without anyone stranded, and the humor lands for kids while the puzzles still satisfy adults. No phone families, Deckscape every time. Hardcore puzzlers who want their brain wrung out, exit, climbing to the catacombs of horror and the parallel puzzle monsters. It's the expert award winner, the aha density is unmatched, the destruction makes it feel asterisk real asterisk. Bring snacks and patience. Gifters, unlock Star Wars shelf presents plus survives play so the recipient can pass it on or a stack of Deckscape boxes, cheap, charming, 3-4 the price of one energy. Skip exit as a gift unless you know the recipient happily destroys components. No phone purists, Deckscape first, zero electronics, hints printed on the cards, exit a close second, booklet plus decoder disc, no app. Both let the table be the only thing in the room. Unlock is simply not for this pew. If you remember one line, remember this. Deckscape opens the door, unlock, runs the clock, exit burns the room down behind you, and all three are wonderful at being exactly that. Bring your honest self to the table, your patience, your screen rules, your tidiness, your cruise ages. The right box is the one that fits the people, not the cover. Unlock, game adventures cover, three escapes in one box, don't gift exit to a keeper if your recipient is the type who keeps board games in shrink-wrapped, alphabetized, mint condition, do not gift them exit. Watching them realize they have to tear a card is not the joy you think it is. Gift them unlock. Or Deckscape, which they can play and preserve. Save exit for the friend who gleefully writes in books. The veteran consensus, try all three, but exit wins. The aha reviewers who have logged 25 plus of these boxes keep landing in the same place. My first recommendation is always the exit series for puzzle quality, while freely admitting Deckscape's no app simplicity is a genuine virtue and unlock. S app makes it feel most like a live room. The honest community answer isn't one winner, it's match the series to the night. Final verdict, there's no single winner here, there's a winner for your table and that's the honest, unquotable truth. By unlock, Deckscape opens the door, unlock, runs the clock, exit burns the room down behind you, and every one of them is wonderful at being exactly that. Bring your real self to the table, your patience, your screen rules, your tidiness, your crew, and the right box picks itself. Still deciding? Take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions, and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. Which escape game series is best for total beginners? Deckscape, test time. It has no app, nothing gets destroyed, there's no setup, and reviewers consistently call it the ideal entry-level escape game, a gentle mix of easy-to-medium-hard puzzles that lets first-timers win without frustration. Do you have to use a phone to play these games? Only for unlock. Its free app is mandatory. It's the timer, code checker, audio narrator, and hint system. Exit and Deckscape are completely phone-free. Deckscape even prints its hints right on the cards. Do you really destroy the cards in Exit, the game? Yes, Exit is designed so you mark up, fold, and sometimes tier components to solve puzzles. That makes it a one-time, non-replayable experience, and it's a deliberate part of why the puzzles feel so clever. Unlock and Deckscape never destroy anything. Can you replay or gift these games after finishing? Unlock. And Deckscape both survive play intact. You can hand them to another group, and a Deckscape box can run dozens of plays. Exit cannot be replayed because its components are destroyed. Cosmos does make return to editions of some Exit stories for a no-destruction replay. Which series is the hardest? Exit, on average, it won the Kennerspiel des Jahres, the expert game of the year, and its hardest boxes run parallel puzzles to overwhelm you. Deckscape is the easiest and unlock, sits in the middle with app hints as a safety net. That said, each series spans easy to hard titles. How much do they cost? Prices vary by retailer and box. Treat these as ballparks, not guarantees. What's the best unlock? Box to buy first? Unlock Timeless Adventures. It bundles one beginner, one medium, and one hard scenario, so a single box grows with your group. For theme and gifting, unlock Star Wars is the showpiece. For a cheap taste, grab a single short adventure deck. What's the best exit box to start with? Exit The Abandoned Cabin. It's the original Kennerspiel-winning title at an approachable tilde 2.55 difficulty with one of the cleanest storylines in the line. Want the full set? The Season 1 3-pack adds Pharaoh's Tomb and Secret Lab, which is best for families with kids. Unlock. Leaning on the Professor Nosside scenarios and timeless mythic adventures, the app's hints keep kids and adults at the same table without anyone getting stranded, and the humor lands for younger players. For a no-phone family, choose Deckscape instead. Which is best for someone who hates phones at the table? Deckscape first, zero electronics, hints printed on the cards, with exit a close second, booklet plus a cardboard decoder disc, no app. Unlock. Is the wrong fit for no-phone purists since its app is required. How many players and how long per game? All three are cooperative and play comfortably with 1 to 6 people. Unlock. Scenarios run about 60 to 90 minutes with a live app timer. Exit and Deckscape typically run around an hour. You track your own time, though tough exit boxes can run longer. If I could only buy one of the three, which should it be? Match it to your table, Deckscape. Test time if you want the easiest no-phone, lendable on-ramp. Exit, The Abandoned Cabin if you want the smartest, award-winning puzzles and don't mind destroying components. Unlock, Timeless Adventures if you want an app-guided, reusable box that grows with mixed skill levels.